deck of cards. This is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. This is Vachi with SVH. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, good. You left me a message the other day. You probably forgot. I just got back to the office. I was in L.A.
Okay.
So what's going on? It looks like you said things are doing good and you guys are interested in financing equipment to use. You and I had talked before, right? Do you remember me? Maybe you don't.
I believe so. You might have talked to an associate of mine, but I do remember leaving the voicemail for you. Your name was Vachi, and you're with what company again?
S3H.
S3H. Okay, yeah. I remember calling you. How are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. You know, getting close to the end of the day, so that's always nice, right?
For you, it is. I'm in Vegas. You're in Utah. Where are you at?
I'm actually in California, so I mean, we still got a couple hours, but yeah, I'm just being hopeful there.
858, are you in San Diego? Where are you at?
Yep, exactly, San Diego. So it's
we're waiting. I mean, we're waiting some of the things to turn around here in Vegas, and working on some preliminary stuff. So what do you have? I've got several businesses. One of them is SVH, is an air conditioning and plumbing company.
Okay.
I also help out my son with a watch company. And, you know, I've been purchasing a lot of stuff with cash and instead of financing lately.
Okay. And how's that going for you, doing it like that?
I mean it's okay, I guess. I don't know why I've been doing that, because it's a lot easier to just
leverage someone else's money.
You know, I should be doing that more often. I've purchased some tools and stuff not too long ago, and I paid cash. With S3H, and I just purchased a bunch of tools about a month ago on a watch company that we have, paid cash for it. What is it that you guys are, what's the percentage rate and stuff nowadays? You want to give me some idea and see if something comes up we can use you guys, or at least talk?
No, yeah, definitely. I can actually give you a real an exact idea of what we'd be able to do for you and how much we can unlock. It's a little challenging over the phone, just because I don't have a real time look at the health of your business, that sort of thing. But would you be leaning more towards capital or equipment specifically?
Probably both. I mean, I'd rather use capital at this point, but it really depends.
Yeah, of course.
Again, I got several businesses. The ones that I'm really into it is S3H and another watch company called Genesis. You know, we're building, Genesis is a startup company.
Okay.
And we're making luxury watches in L.A.
Oh, wow.
In Pacoima.
Okay.
High-end watches with Swiss Movement.
Oh, wow.
We're just going to finish up in about a month, about 25, and then go to 100 and go to 500 and kind of use some of the celebrities to help us get there.
Of course.
I don't know if there's anything with Genesis, the watch company, you guys may be interested, because it doesn't have any history. We're just, you know, we're working on our website. It'll be up here pretty soon. In about a month here, and afterwards we'll see how the sales goes. My guess is your interest is more with S3H than Genesis, correct? Because S3H has history of...
Vice versa, you mean, actually.
No, I would say you're interested in S3H.
Oh, I thought you were talking about interest rates. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, yes, no, of course.
Actually,
Actually, we do businesses with startups as well. So, I mean, if we got on board and we're able to set you up with the S3H and get you some equipment or whatever you're looking for on that end, you'd establish the initial relationship with us, and that would play a part into giving you through the for Genesis. That would you know, since you're the same, you guys are the same owners. Are you a percent like split ownership with your son in that business too, or is that all him?
No, it's all me, actually. It's me, my wife, and I.
Oh, okay. So is it 50-50, you and your wife?
I'm thinking. SVH, she's got 75, I've got 25. Genesis is 50-50 because it's under our trust. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the interest rate. I mean, what's the range?
Well, when you're looking at capital, that tends to be a little more expensive just because it is an unsecured cash loan. So what we do is we approve you for the highest amount possible, and you can pick and choose how much you want, you know, and then go from there. But we deposit the amount directly into your business checking account, so you can, you know, use it however you see fit for the business. So that tends to be a little bit more expensive on that end, just because, you know, we can't come and take away your house or your car, anything like that, as in collateral, if something were to happen. But that's typically around, you know, your standard, anywhere from, you know, maybe 10 cents on the dollar at best. Maybe not at best, but right around there. And then, but on the equipment side, you mentioned that. The reason why it's important to distinguish your equipment from the capital is mainly just because our equipment program over here is, like, it's perfect. It's a traditional loan, you know, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, that sort of thing. Rates are typically in the mid single digits there. Really, really competitive program we have over there.
5 to 6%?
Yeah, right around there for equipment. You know, that's always case by case. Like I said, what I would like to do is give you like an exact quote kind of what we'd be able to do. That way when you're able to pull when you're like down the road when these things come up and you're ready to pull the trigger, you can know exactly what you're good for over here. So the process is actually super quick and simple, which is another great thing about us there. It's only a one-page application. That would be for the capital. It's like a half of a page application for the equipment. So two applications. We need to take a look at 6 months of your bank statements, your business bank statements, just because when you're dealing with cash, we're basing off your sales, so we like to see where the money's coming and going. And then the tax return, just so we can see the ownership breakdown of the company and your gross annual sales for the last year. Okay. So let me ask you a couple of questions here real quick, Watch, and then we'll give you a better idea of what we can do. So what did you guys do in gross annual sales last year?
Well, Genesis, we did nothing.
Oh, no, as in just strictly dealing with S3H right here.
2015, right?
Yeah, 2015.
I can't remember. The reason I can't remember because we've been hibernating a little bit, and the way it really happened is 2014. What was our revenue? 2014, it was about $10 million plus.
Okay.
2015, I'm gonna say $1 million.
Okay.
Went down pretty bad. So that's kind of where we're at, yeah.
Okay, and what do you think you're tracking for this year?
Well, 2016 is kind of the same as 2015, but what I'm gearing up for is 2017 and on, because we're interested in big jobs, so the big projects are just coming back.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. I am negotiating for ownership on another company that builds air conditioning units in San Leandro.
Okay.
It may end up being 1/3 owner. We need money. That may be the first one that I want to talk about.
Okay.
In general, it's an existing business. They've been around a long time, maybe more than 50 years, and last year they did probably just below below $1 million in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, I think we probably are looking at about $2 million plus. And the idea we're going to grow this company, is that something that we can talk about? There's, you know, three of us in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you guys may be interested in?
Helping grow that company as well, or actually helping you?
Yeah, we're trying to get capital. I think we may have just gotten $100,000 line of credit from a bank in San Francisco, but that's not going to be enough. We're looking to get another $200,000 to $300,000. What's your limit? Number one, what's your limit, right? And is there an interest there to talk about?
Of course, definitely. Always an interest in companies like that, especially with the potential with growth. That's what we look at most importantly, because,
you're not a traditional bank. You said you're a private bank.
Yeah, we're a private business bank. So, like, we don't deal with, excuse me, we don't do too much consumer lending there. So, just dealing with business owners like yourself, helping them with their equipment and their capital needs.
Yeah, I would say that I would have interest, because I'm flying up to San Francisco tomorrow.
Okay.
I would say that's something that I may be interested in, to maybe have some kind of discussions with you guys, provide all the data that we may have, and give them to you and see what you guys can do for us.
No, yeah, and that's exactly what we'd like to do. I mean, it being that you have a couple different companies you're looking at, it would be a little bit of a, you know, a longer process, just because there are multiple owners and there's three different businesses. But to begin with, S3H, we definitely can help you out from what you're telling me and what you're looking for. On your company that's in San Leandro, you said it was?
Yes.
What's the name of that one?
McIntyre Industries, or McIntyre Coil. We build air conditioning units. I haven't finalized all the ownership paperwork, but we've been in negotiations, and we're discussing about getting a line of credit. I think we got something for $100,000 from what I know up in San Francisco. That's not going to be enough for us, you know.
Of course.
And so, I was not in it last year. This is something new for me. I like the business. In a sense, when I say I like the business, it's very similar to what I do. That's why I like the business.
Of course.
But it's a company that we're trying to buy at this point, okay?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I mean, that's okay that you're trying to buy it, that you'd just be becoming an owner, because the business has already been established for, you said, 50 years or so, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, so that's all that we're looking at. We're looking at the business has a solid foundation that's established, and, you know, that it has the ability to cash flow, basically. So when all those factors are checked off, it doesn't do anything but help you out there. But yeah, we can definitely get you set up on helping you out with the cash you may be looking for all three of these projects, and also equipment. But I was going to ask there, when do you think you might be looking to pull the trigger on this sort of thing?
Well, I think the first one, it may be McIntyre, probably soon. I mean, it's something that if you got something, you want to send some paperwork. I'm meeting with my potential partners tomorrow in San Francisco.
Okay. Yeah, I can
have a discussion with them.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I could get you some paperwork over your way, a little bit of information on us. But so what I was going to mention, you're mentioning your line of credit, like $100,000 might not be enough. The cool thing over here is a capital program, really similar to the line of credit, but it's a little better because of the fact that instead of being, having the ability to be pulled whenever, what we do is we deposit the money directly into your account in one chunk, and then you have the ability to renew it halfway through your term. So basically refinance and add some more cash on top. So say if you're looking for $100K every 3 to 6 months or so, we can definitely get you up on a, you know, kind of basis to where we know you're looking for cash around this time. It'll be quick, simple, as easy as picking up the phone and letting me know that you have another big project, you're looking for another 50K, whatever it may be, and we just throw it back in your account and do the same thing 3 months later.
Okay.
So, I mean, so if that's...
It's really what you're saying, it's a loan, and then you increase the loan instead of being a line of credit. Is that what...
Yeah, exactly. So, basically, instead of having the line of credit and you're paying your interest rate on, this is a... all your cash all at once.
Yeah, but then we're paying interest if we don't use the money, right? That's not good because it's a loan, it's not a line of credit.
Yeah, that's where they differ a tad.
It works for equipment, right? But when you're doing business, my guess is on McIntyre Coil, we may, because we're getting some big work now, we may need all the money. So it's not an issue. But that's something. You've got my email. Why don't you send me what you're looking for and see if my potential partners are interested in filling out the form and giving you the information and see what you can do for us.
No, yeah, definitely. Well, what's a good email for you there?
V-A-T-C-H-E, Vachi. At s3hinc.com.
s3hinc.com.
Right. Okay.
And you said Vachi was V-A-T-C-H-E?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll send you over right now the application for both. Do you want for McIntyre? I'm sorry. Would it be more capital or equipment or a little bit of both?
No, I'd say McIntyre is capital.
Capital, and then basically.
What we're trying to do is we got more work.
Okay.
We're trying to buy some products like. We use a lot of aluminum and copper coils. Okay.
Yeah.
Buying materials with it, so.
Buy materials to be able to build the coolers and HVAC and stuff, and then turn around and sell it.
That's right.
Gotcha. Okay, and then great. So, how many other potential owners are there complete with the McIntyre? Two.
Yeah.
And is that right now a 50-50 breakdown between the two?
No, 33%
each. 33%
each.
Oh, okay.
Three of us.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. Okay. Well, great. Then that'll be cool. I'll shoot you over all that stuff right now, Vachi. That way you can discuss it with them tomorrow. It'll have the application. Like I said, the short list of other stuff we need, the 6 months of banks, tax return, that stuff. And then other than that, I'll shoot it your way.
What do I do for Genesis? Because Genesis... the first 25 watches, that's, you know, the first $200,000, I've basically, you know, it's basically come out of my pocket. And we're going to start the sales here sometime early December, which is going to be internet type sales.
Okay.
But my question to you with Genesis, it's a startup company. Right now, as we speak, it doesn't have any revenues because we haven't started selling.
Okay.
Is there possibility that we can borrow money for capital and for operations or no?
Yes, I do believe so. And just to verify, what I'll do after we get off the phone here is I'll sit down with my senior rep, go through this with her, explain a little bit more what you're looking to do, and get some, you know, exact answers for you on what programs might be the best fits. That way, you know, I'm not giving you any misguided information there. As a matter of fact,
I mean, if you guys, whether it's McIntyre, whether it's Genesis, you guys want to go and take a look at operations, you know, I'll be happy to do that. It's just, you know, so that you can see, okay, here's where the operations are going on. It's real business and all of that stuff. It's up to you, right?
Yeah, no. We do.
We're not playing the games, but all I'm saying is, just in case you can see, like even in Genesis, a lot of money has been spent on equipment. Do you know how much watch equipment costs, by the way, just to buy machines that they can make watches? These are high-end watches.
I'm assuming pretty expensive, huh?
More than $1 million already has been spent.
Are you serious? Wow.
I'm not kidding you.
That's a substantial price right there. Pretty good return on your investment, I'd hope, right?
Yeah, it's been... Well, the equipment has been bought, you know, the past 4 or 5 years put together, and it's been bought very efficiently. A lot of them are from Switzerland.
Okay.
And what we have done, I've already, like, I bought some movements from Switzerland that we're using, and then we just purchased some. I spent another $25,000 purchasing some watchmaker's tools and testing equipment, all of that. We have an office and shop in LA.
Okay.
Right? And
yeah,
we're going to be pumping the first 25 here in another month. We just finalized our prototype. We spent a lot of money on R&D, research and development. And so what I'm trying to say is, if there is interest to provide capital, or just let me know, because I think those are good opportunities for you guys too.
Oh no, it's great. Yeah, I'll tell you this, from everything you've told me so far, Vachi, I do believe there's a, you know, from everything so far, you know, there is a strong interest for us to get involved here, and I'm sure we have something over here at our bank that would work well for you. So
we have 3 or 4 celebrities who are going to represent the line.
Okay, who are they? If you don't mind me asking.
Okay, so let me. One of them, they're mostly African American. One of them is Sean Stockman. Sean is. Have you heard of the band Boys to Men?
Yeah, Boys to Men. Yeah.
Sean Stockman is the main guy. You may have seen his pictures, or
you're
gonna look at it. Sean Stockman, he's our friend. He's already got one prototype that he's wearing, and he's gonna have the watch in Las Vegas, because they're in Vegas here. They do. They got shows at the Mirage.
Okay.
The other guy is another person by the name of Aldous Hodge.
Okay.
He's one of the 4 guys in Straight Outta Compton, that movie that came out.
Yeah.
And also he's got a bunch of TV series. He's another friend of ours. He's also very watch enthusiast. He works with my son. So then we got another hip-hop artist. His name is... I like rock and roll music, but these guys... Nowadays, you got to go a different way. His name is Travis Scott. Have you heard of Travis Scott?
Yeah, I have, actually. That's crazy that you're having him be part of your company. That's pretty sweet.
It's not my thing. It's my son, who's friends with all of these guys. Travis Scott, he deals with... He's done stuff with Kanye West. And then there's another hip-hop guy by the name of Flo Rida.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
So all of these guys are going to be representing, you know, we're going after the young generation, because my son's 20 years old. He's also
okay.
A producer. So he kind of works with these guys. And actually, we had a record company, and Sean Stockman was the president of my company. We kind of produced about 60 songs, but we never released them.
Okay.
Kind of sitting on the side. So all I'm trying to say is this is all legitimate stuff, and it's just, you know, we're not playing games. I've spent a lot of money getting here.
Oh no, it sounds like it.
Yeah, well, part of it is I know if I went to a bank a year ago, since, you know, nobody would give me any money, so I use my own money.
Because
when I started S3H 10 years ago, you know, we put in $2 million to start the company, and I couldn't get anything from the banks. until I started making money 3 years later. I mean, you know, 3-4 years ago, I had a $5 million line of credit from Plaza Bank. So, and I know the game. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, and, of course.
And I think now that I've got some really interesting companies I'm in, you know, Genesis being one, startup company, McIntyre Coil has been there a long time. Let's see if there's something you guys can, you'd like to work with us if you want. Right?
Okay. Yeah, no, definitely. I think we do want to work with you from everything you said so far. I mean, just a matter of getting you lined up with some cash and getting you making some money over there in those new companies. So I'm wrapping up the email right now to you there. If you want to check that, I included a link. It'll take you to our Google account page, and you'll be able to check out some real-time customer reviews to get a better idea of who we are. And since you were filling me on what you guys got going there, check us out. And I will be in touch the next couple days to see what your partners have to say.
All right, sounds good. You got when you send me the email, I'll respond back to you. So what my cell number is, you can also reach me on my cell, because
perfect.
I'm not always in the office. I was in LA over the weekend. Now I'm flying up to San Francisco, so I'm on the road. I just got back from Shanghai, China with my wife.
Oh, okay.
We had some businesses to do over there, so I'm not always in the office. Okay.
Yeah, no, I will keep that in mind, and I'll find a way to get in touch with you one way or the other.
All right, man. Okay, Kyle.
All right, so when would you like me to get back in touch with you? Next couple days, like Thursday, Friday?
I'm just going up to San Francisco for the day. I'll be here Thursday, Friday. Yeah, you can reach me either Thursday or Friday.
Perfect. I'll give you a call Thursday afternoon sometime.
Okay.
All right. Look forward to working with you there, Vachi. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right, bye.